A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, Mike Carpenter. Sorry to interrupt my own intro, but I had a whole other episode recorded for this week, and then I kind of did a dumb thing and deleted all the audio files and pretty much erased a whole episode. But I had an old episode saved my computer that I never aired. Because my guest, Jared, and I, were both insanely tired, possibly drunk, and, we were just wiped out from a long night, and then decided to record an episode anyway at, like, 4 in the morning, so I'm just gonna put that episode up quick, and, hopefully, I can try to re-record what I did record for next week. So hopefully this one isn't too bad to listen to, but if we do sound really groggy or tired, now you know why. So back to the show. So hey everybody, this is Mixed Up with Mike Carpenter. Yay!
Your face.
I have a cold, so I'm gonna sound extra shitty. Yay! So I'm here with my guest. Hi, guest.
Hi.
What's your name, guest?
My name's Jared.
Yay!
Oh god. It's a fucking celebration. We should have brought party poppers.
So Jared, how do I know you?
We met six years ago. Let's go solid 6 years ago down the Grove.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of ran into each other in a bar.
Yeah.
Up in about an hour and 45 minutes away from there.
Yep. Weird.
And where, that's awesome.
Where I live now.
And now it turned, and then we found out that we both go there.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yay.
Yeah.
So we're having difficulties thinking about a topic for our episode because
it's been hell on ice skates.
And I'm picky. It is easy to talk to people. It is hard to talk about interesting things. It's hard to talk. Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. So I think our topic this week will be small town life. Yay!
Yes.
Because
awful
where
place.
Where you live and where I live now, which is where you live,
my whole life
is a pretty small town. This is why I would consider it to be a small town. Now, granted, where I grew up, I would still consider it to be a small town, but like this is a different level of small town.
This is before everything moved in here. It was. I mean, this place is twice the size just because of all the companies moving in and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But before, it was just that strip down there that you see, and then the strip over there, you know, up in Mansfield. That's all you see.
Yeah.
That's it. That was the only things in between here and there. There was nothing in between. It was just.
So we're gonna start growing up. What's like growing up in a town? Though? Okay, so we'll say. How many neighbors did you have when you grew up?
Well, I live way out. You've been to my house. I live way out.
Yep.
They are all family.
Okay.
Mostly. I mean, I got my really close ones, the ones that are surrounding houses. Yeah. None of them are, but they're all friends.
Like, did you have, like, were they, like, you know, like, you could go walk over to your friend's house, they could walk over to your house.
Yeah.
Like, did you have, like, kids like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the kids, just right down the street, there's a couple of them, and then there's, but I didn't really... I did hang out with some of them, but most of the people I hung out with my entire childhood when I wasn't in school were my family.
Yeah.
It's just how it was. We just all happened to live next to each other, so.
Sorry, I'm worrying the chair is going to squeak.
Cheers.
Like that.
Like that. Okay. I'm sure. I don't think they heard that.
I don't know. Anyway, so school then. How many? What's? Well, I don't care where you're. Like, I would try to keep this as non-local as possible, but just the idea of a small town, because the idea of small town life exists everywhere.
Yeah.
But this place only exists here, so who cares? But anyway, so like your school, how many kids were in your class growing up? We'll say elementary school. How many kids in your class?
Mine, I actually had a big class, and it was like 140.
Oh yeah.
135, 140. But the surround, and this is the biggest place in this county. This is the county seat, so it's obviously the biggest place.
Yeah.
All the other schools, 20, 30.
Oh yeah.
I mean there's one way over. By where you live, kind of down the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think one year they had like 8 Oof. Graduate out of like 15. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I know there was, I had a lot of friends that went to a Christian academy just around in one of the bordering towns where I grew up. Their graduating class was 13. Or 14, even, maybe, 14.
I mean, like, I knew everybody in my class, but that fucking 15 people, that's a whole nother level of knowing people. Yeah,
that's pretty ridiculous.
That's like, if you're different, you're fucked.
Yeah.
It's like, big time. You have no friends at that point.
No, like high school-wise, like, how many, like I don't know, like how many people were in your high school? Or, like, or what is your high school? Is it 4 grades? Like, 9th through 12th? Or is it, like, one of those weird schools?
That yeah, most of them. I think it goes kindergarten, first, second, third and fourth, and then fifth through eighth, and then ninth through 12th.
Kind of looks like some schools now that do like 7th through 12th, which just seems like an awful idea.
Yeah,
it seems like jailbait problems.
One of the schools right up on the border,
yeah.
The middle school and the high school are all connected.
Yeah, see, that seems like a bad.
But
bad
they idea. Don't. You don't go into either one. Like you can. You, I mean, oh, you don't. There's just like a hallway in between that like connects them.
Oh, that's fine. Then fuck that. Yeah, that's fine.
Take one wrong turn and you're. You're a lot of different people.
excuse yawning, it is a little late. We record. I usually do these at like early in the morning, and it is. I guess technically it is early in the morning.
It is. We're closing in on 3 a.m. I have been up since 8 a.m.
I only woke up about 6 p.m. I work third shift.
So. Oh, yeah, but I don't. And I worked from 9 to 5 today, and then we sat. We should have done this like 6 hours ago when I got to the bar, but...
Well, this is interesting for people to listen to. So anyway, so growing up in a small town, we'll talk. I was looking up statistics of this county on Wikipedia.
All which I was very surprised about.
Which I wasn't, because when I first moved here, I looked them up when I first moved here and was like, oh God, why?
If you can tell how facetious I was
being. So, well, for the record, this county is this the largest county in Pennsylvania or the second largest? Do you know that?
I have no idea.
You wouldn't know that? Blah, 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 blah. I don't feel like looking it up, but, it's a large county. Like, this is a large area. Total area of this county is fucking
big.
Yeah, I was just on here, but now I can't find that. But yeah, it's fucking mammoth. This is a big-ass county. This is a decent section. If you look at it on a map, the amount of space that, like, pretty much, like, Pennsylvania and, like, New York both take up in the U.S., that's how much space this county takes up in Pennsylvania. Like, it's the same, like, ratio it looks. It's just fucking huge. But, anyway, so...
And square. Perfectly square.
So, demographics here. According to the 2000 census, I don't know why Wikipedia is behind in their censuses, but...
I'm sure it's spot on.
realistically, I doubt it's changed that much. We'll look at race here. Apparently, according to Wikipedia, is 98.11% white.
Yes, it is.
So?
Yes, it is. I mean, in the last 3 years, with all the gas industries coming up,
that this area is a booming gas and fracking.
That is beyond booming.
It's ridiculous now. It's getting pretty nuts.
Those surveyors shit their pants when they came up here.
But, like, if you guys... Like, if any of you listeners have seen a movie like Gasland, wasn't that movie that just came out?
And I feel bad.
Or Promised Land is one that just came out.
They have Gasland.
Well, Gasland was a documentary, but Promised Land was, like, the actual, like, a narrative story. It wasn't, like, a documentary. I think it was that Marky Mark? Was it Marky Mark movie? I thought those
were covered. Yeah, something like that.
But whatever. If you see those movies with, like, all these big gas wells and these gas companies coming in and pretty much taking over this land, this is that area. This is where they do that shit.
Yeah.
And it's... I'm not a fan. I don't know about other people. Some people love it. Some people are really against it.
I would like to say that I'm a fan.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, technically, I guess you work for some of this stuff, so... What do you do for a living? I should ask, just for the listeners. I know what you do, but...
Yeah, I work for a wireline company. We blow holes in casing, so when they frack, the water has somewhere to go. No, I don't really want
to
dive into it.
That probably means nothing to someone who has no idea what the gas industry is, so pretty much dumb that down real good.
Bombs.
You make explosives for gas companies.
Yep. I blow up stuff
for
a living.
Yep.
And that's about as dumb as I can get.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, it's not dumb. Well, I mean, I would dumb it down. I get what you're saying. I was going to say, you can't really be dumb and do that job, though, I would imagine.
No, I think...
I wouldn't want dumb people doing that, making explosives. That seems like... That's kind of
smart. I don't make the explosives, I just buy them.
Yeah, whatever. You're blowing shit up.
I wish I could just go out there and flip the switch once, but I just...
So I'm just going to run over here the other races and their statistics here. So it is 0.6% black, 0.2% Native American, 0.3% Asian, 0.01% Pacific Islander,
0.5% Hispanic.
What's that?
I don't know the last time I ran into a Samoa guy in Tioga
County. Oh, yeah. Apparently, yeah, it is very much, it's less than 2% anything other than white.
I would like to say I strongly believe the Hispanic ratio has gone up.
I'll say with the gas industry, there's a lot of other races coming in that I see, but they're not like, it's not like they're coming, like, these people aren't coming here to live here, like these.
But a lot of them have. They stay, a lot of these guys
I see more southern people here. A lot of people from, like, Louisiana and shit.
Texas, Louisiana, yeah. Oklahoma are the three big ones.
Yeah. But yeah, I like these people. Like, I mean, just with the gas wells moving in, obviously people all across the country come here because there's lots of work here now. There's a new gas well in the area every other day. You see there's a new fucking stack.
Oh, yeah. It slows down, and then it gets busy. Then it slows down, then it gets busy. Then a new company moves in, and then they're just going crazy. And yeah.
But anyway, this episode's not about gas wells. This episode's about small town life. So, but anyway, just trying to give an example of. So yeah, so 98.11% white.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah. I would say.
And that's probably of let's see. It says for Tioga County, which is a mammoth fucking county, there's about 41,000 people here. But that county takes up a good chunk of Pennsylvania. And then there's just like, I'm trying to see what's of the main town, the seated town, if you will.
It's probably, before everything, it was probably about 5,000. That's a good guesstimate.
4,000 or 5,000, you think?
Yeah, maybe, I'd say 45 to be safe. Maybe on the low side, probably about 35.
Yeah, we're looking it up right now. Yep, 33.
Yeah.
Yep. This is as of 2000, so this is 13 years later now with all the gas wells coming in. But yeah, of people who are, this is their home, about 3,300 people. So, 3,300 people, pretty small town.
And none of them live in town, but like, 500 of them live in town and everything are surrounding. Say,
in the TV show Twin Peaks, which is about small town life, the population is 5,000, was it 5,180, I think?
Yeah, they ain't got shit.
Yeah, so this town is roughly just over half the size of what Twin Peaks was portrayed to be, the small town that it was.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird, though. I mean, it doesn't seem like that.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. Well, out where I live, because I live out in the mountains, and live in the middle of nowhere.
But when you get in town, it seems like, doesn't seem like it's that, there's actually that little amount of people. It never has.
See, to me, it seems like a nice, it seems like it would be like an art community college town. And it's not either.
It's just an old town.
It's in the middle of what? Route 6? Is that Route 6? So that's like the big highway that goes through?
287, the Route big 6. Biker 15,
hall, or, I was going to say all the bikers come through. It's a big biker highway.
Because 15 runs right up the road.
Yeah.
But Mansfield is really...
Well, that is a college town.
That's a college town.
Mansfield University.
We're learning Imagine too.
I was hoping you'd know that because I forgot what the second line was.
You know how many years I listened to that commercial?
Oh, God. Yes, I do.
These are why I don't listen to the radio anymore.
Yep. But anyway, so what's it like growing up in a town? Like, all right, so being that they're, like, you don't see, I don't think on the race aspect alone, like, you thought, like, you went to, like, how many black people did you go to school with? Did you go to, how many non-white people did you go to school with?
Okay, so.
I'm going to mention right now that you yourself are non-white. Or, no, you are white. Just kidding. You are white.
How the hell did you mess that up?
I don't know. I'm really tired.
I am a non-white.
I was making sure that the, whatever.
So, I'm sorry. That sounds more racist than anything.
I'm cutting all that
you
out.
You non-white person.
So, I'm clarifying now. You yourself are white.
Yes, I am.
Like the other 98.11% of the population.
I am very white. I think you've seen me without my shirt on.
Yeah, you're pretty pale.
I glow.
Like you say, you got me beat, I think, almost. And I'm pretty fucking pale.
I mean, I tan okay, but when I don't tan, it's...
So anyway, being that you don't see any non-white people, like I don't think I've ever, I don't think I've seen a single black man here since I moved here, which is bizarre. It's bizarre.
I don't know. I had a lot of family live up in New York, so I've been there. I've been there my whole life, and I find myself to be a semi-cultured person. I'm not like a lot of the. People that have lived here their whole lives.
Which I want to get into. Yay.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell, though, I'm not like
well, that. I was gonna
you
say,
know
yeah,
me.
Like,
I'm so not like anybody who lives here, but I've lived here my whole life.
Which is why, so when I moved up here, one of the first things I realized about a lot of the people that live around here is their insanely closed-minded view on life. And wicked xenophobia.
Yep.
Just a fear of anything that is not this area. Like,
yep.
Change is bad.
Well, that's why town got screwed over. They didn't want any of the stuff to come in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure they're fine now, but, I mean, the town itself screwed the town. The small businesses that are owned by people, not by the town.
Like the small businesses.
Are thriving. They love everything. I mean, what all this does, everybody always complains about
this,
you know, what
is in Gaswell.
Yeah, whatever.
You say hand motions don't work well
on
podcasts.
Yeah. I'm on camera. What happens? I have to talk with my hands, you know that.
Yeah, I'm aware. Well, I do too, usually, so.
See, small business owners love this stuff because your business, I mean, they're rich now, there's just people.
Oh, well, yeah.
Just look at the bar.
Yeah.
Look at the bar that we are at all the time.
I'm going to plug that bar right now. If you're ever in the northern tier area of Pennsylvania, check out the Gaslight Bar and Grill in Wellsboro, PA. Is that the town that it was in? It's awesome.
Hard rock, metal bar, bands.
Yeah, it really is the metal bar.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I do love how that is, like, the metal fucking bar.
It's
pretty great.
It's not like any other bar you go here. You won't hear, unless it's Saturday. Saturday is DJ night. That's the only time you'll ever hear something that's not classic rock, not hard rock, not metal.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's all.
And even the DJs play like at least like 25% rock throughout the night.
You know, that's because they have, you know, they go by the crowd.
Well, sure. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, when I go to Harrisburg, Williamsport, like the cities, or Pittsburgh, Philly, you know, the cities of, well, I was going to say, yeah, it's pop, it's club music, that is what DJs play, quote unquote.
Could you imagine me in a club? You've seen how I get when
a club.
You see what happens when they play Skrillex at the bar.
Oh my god!
Full on seizure, move the next day.
Oh god, what the hell were we talking about before this shit? So anyway, the first thing I notice is just disgusting amounts of outward racism. Just like not like I'm used to like. Again, like, I lived in a smaller, I guess, town, what I thought was a small town in Pennsylvania.
You think
and,
that's
like,
a small
you
town.
Would see some, like, some hidden racism. Like, you would see some, like, just, like, some backwards glare kind of bullshit or, like, some just, like, it was very passive, like, passive-aggressive racism. Around here, like, I've gone to some of the other country tavern bar kind of places, and there are songs on the jukebox that have the N-word in them, and it's not in like a...
brotherly...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not in any hip-hop sense. It is a country song with a white person using the N-word in a jukebox in a bar in a public place.
Is it David Allen Cullen?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea who it was. Maybe.
There's one of them that's really known for that.
I mean, just people. And like at work, all I hear at work every night is just racist jokes. All
drop
night long.
The N-bomb. You hear me do them.
A lot of N-bombs, a lot of F-A bombs for the...
Well, you see, my usual repertoire of jokes usually goes with black or women. But...
I'm gonna cut that out. No racism. No sexism. Cutting it out.
I know.
Cutting it.
It's the only thing you hear around here is just... I don't know.
It's hate. There's a lot of hate around here.
It's not a lot. It's not even funny with some people.
No.
It's pure hatred.
Yeah. Like I know there are some people who are just like have like, it's almost an ironic sense of like, oh, that's how my family is. So I'll just kind of like joke around about it. Like, and I'll say the N-word and stuff. And like, yes, it is racist even when it's no matter what. If you say the N-word, it is a racist thing. But like, I don't think they have an actual malice towards any other group. They just say it because that's what they grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced a lot of that growing up, just in a small area. But, like, this is a whole different area. Well, this shit's, like...
Think about it. The whole realm of this place is all farms. All close-knit community.
Like family communities.
Yeah. It's like a big, big family community. So, think of, like, a really civil... Amish community.
Yeah.
Like a Mennonite community, but a little more, it's like the same thing. It's just like
little house on the prairie. Like
I'm tired too.
Yeah.
But it's like these people that you meet, they grew up with this. Their grandfathers they were bad. Like,
but it just seems like people... Do people leave here, or do people just... It doesn't seem like people ever leave.
It's a hard place to get away from.
It seems
really
that way.
Is. I mean, I'm still here.
Yeah, but you're young, also.
And I'm not, like... But, yeah. But you think... I mean, look at me. I don't fit in. I really don't with this place.
Well, that's... Yeah, like, you seem... And, again, I meet you here, either. You seem like the kind of person who I'd be friends with down at my home, like, where I live, where I'm from, because...
That place always has just been, like, home away from home. Because it's just, I fit in there. I like a place like that. I think that's perfect size for a...
Yeah, that's a nice town. I like that town. But,
not to mention, everything's on one strip.
Oh, so, political affiliation, I should add this while I'm here also.
You don't even have to look, it's Republican.
No. I like statistics.
The actual 99.97.
Yeah, but that's not nearly as fun. Oh, where was something. That? Where was my political bullshit? I had it pulled up here 2 seconds ago. There we go. Politics. So, this county, as a whole, is, according to Wikipedia, one of the most, quote-unquote, one of the most Republican counties in Pennsylvania.
I am so surprised.
Since Abraham Lincoln... There has been 2 elections where non-Republican has won for the county. And those were Roosevelt and Lyndon B. Johnson. I don't expect everywhere to be liberal or everywhere to be conservative or everywhere to be wherever. But I just would think there'd be some kind of mix, some kind of ratio.
Nope.
Yeah, no. No ratio.
Nope. And I honestly, like, when I go into it, like, I know a lot of kids that they are, like, hardcore Democrats, like, and it's weird to find somebody that's that into it being from here. Like, I'm such a middle of the fence kind of guy. I just weigh options.
Oh, yeah.
I always do that.
I think I'm registered independent. I think during the last election here, Obama and who was the other main person? I don't remember who it was.
John McCain.
Was it John McCain? Okay, yeah, I think I voted for Green Party.
Fucking...
Yeah, who was it? I don't remember.
Asshole.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Yeah, I hated him.
All I know is he's a douchebag.
He is a douchebag. I think Obama's a douchebag. I think they're all douchebags.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, yeah, thank you. Jesus.
He already owns half the country. Why does he need to run it? He already does. Like, he's probably telling Obama what to do anyway.
I vote for Green Party. I'm a big fucking stupid hippie. I like libertarian parties and hippies. And
Ralph Nader.
Nader.
Goddamn, yeah. Ralph Nader. He got 1% one time, dude. It was crazy.
Ron Paul. Revolution. God.
Why does everybody... Dude, Ron Paul was huge up here.
Really?
Yes. See,
that's weird. Because, like, Ron Paul was all about, like...
But the thing about this place now is the kids that were growing up from my generation,
yeah,
we all smoke a lot of pot.
Oh, yeah.
We always did.
Yeah.
I don't do it anymore, but when growing up... Like, when you grow up in a town like this...
Well, and also, I will talk about... There is a bit of a drug issue around here, from
yes,
what
I've
heard.
Yes, there is. Before all this stuff moved in, which that's where some... I mean, I don't know if that's 100%. I mean, the college is one thing.
Yeah.
They can bring them right in from wherever they're from.
Well, I mean, and college then, towns always have a little bit of a drug trade with them, because...
When I was growing up, it was always weed. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that was ever here.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, there you get like, whoa, that guy over there did some cocaine. That's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Stay away from me. Like,
yeah.
And then.
But that's not the case
then
here.
Then I graduated and we were still doing it. And then I got out of it about a couple years. Then all of a sudden it's just like, bam, heroin. Bam, meth. And it turns out, like, a county over or two counties over ends up being. It turns out that's like the biggest meth in the entire.
From what I've heard, yeah.
Pennsylvania. And then all of a sudden it's like heroin, cocaine, fucking opium.
Yeah.
There's people addicted to opium here.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are people getting opium? I'm from here. I have no clue. How the fuck do you go about getting opium?
I actually knew a bunch of kids kids I was friends with in their college days. They all decided to go on an opium binge and get together and did opium for like a week straight.
Why?
Oh, well, they're weird people. What are you going to do? But I always thought that was
especially
funny.
Heroin. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't think people realize what heroin is. It is literally like taking... It's the strongest painkiller ever conceived. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
It's
I don't know all about drugs.
It's like... I mean, fuck me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure if it's like... That's for you ladies. it's like taking like 1,000 oxys and just surviving somehow.
Yeah.
And that's like what it does do. And
I never did heroin.
I can't even... like.
My mom the other day asked me if I did heroin.
Just randomly asked you.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about, like... I think we were talking about, like, pot smoking back in the day or some bullshit. And then she was like, something about, do you ever do anything else? So I'm like, nothing major. And she's like, have you done heroin? It's like, I was super fucking serious. I'm just like, no, why?
Have you ever done anything serious? No. Oh, so have you done heroin?
Yeah.
I would consider weird. That pretty fucking serious.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I don't... If that... isn't serious, what do you consider to be serious?
Because there's only, like, one more drug that's more illegal than heroin.
What?
That would be DMT.
Oh, is it?
It is the most illegal. More illegal than heroin.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
That's weird. Never did that.
I have.
Is that DMT?
Yep.
That's, like, the weird hallucinogenic one, right? Like,
yep.
The one they had the documentary on?
Yep.
The, what was the documentary called? With
DMT.
Yeah, but there's like a subtitle after it.
Yeah.
DMT, the something.
The fucking magical journey that you'll never fucking remember.
You don't remember it though?
No.
See, I always want to try it, but I'm like, I just want to remember
all it. I can remember really. I mean, I think some people can, but the only thing I really remember is it was the happiest time of my
life. Joe Rogan?
I wish.
Is that where you bought it?
I really wish I was with Joe Rogan. I want to be with Joe Rogan. Just
hate Joe Rogan.
I want to hang out with him.
I don't want to hang out with him too, I guess, but.
He does a lot of cool shit.
He does now. He used to be, like, super conservative, though. That doesn't bother me. He used to be, like, super conservative and, like, hating everything. And then he started smoking pot. And he's like, all right, fuck it. I love everything now.
I think I want to be in a room with him, Burt Reynolds, and Montel Williams. I know Montel Williams smokes a lot of pot.
Probably.
No, he does. He's very open about it. He smokes pot all the time.
Weird.
Yeah, isn't that weird? So every time we're watching him, we see a fucking Montel commercial, we just laugh like, yeah. That's my boy.
So, back to small towns. Small town life. Why do you think... So, what are your views on, like, do you like the small town life? Do you hate small town life? If you had, like, your ideal place to live, would you rather live in a town like this, or, like, a city, like, Philly, or, well, New York, or fucking other cities?
I don't know. I just feel I don't like cities for one thing. It's just, I mean, I like the fact that it would be everything's right fucking there. Everything just there.
City wise, I mean.
Yeah. And but number one, I already don't like traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe live in a city. You don't even need to drive. Who the fuck drives?
Who the fuck walks?
Facts. Yeah, but like, I have a lot of friends live in Philly and shit. You don't fucking drive anywhere. Who the fuck drives? You fucking...
Oh, I'm so lazy.
You get a cab, you fucking, you know...
I mean, I'm like the laziest guy that looks like this ever. Like, I should
be... Especially New York. I don't think anyone owns a car in New York. People own cars in New York?
No.
I don't know why the fuck
you only taxis.
Yeah.
But, supporting the economy. More taxi drivers, more jobs.
Yeah. But anyway...
I mean, I can't...
So, okay...
It's so congested. It's so congested. Annoying. I can't deal with that much shit. Like...
Yeah. You're pretty ADHD also, so I think that much input for you at all times would probably be a bad thing.
Yeah.
You got, like, a sensory overload.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I mean, one of the reasons I smoke cigarettes, and I'm dead serious. I mean, I like smoking. I really do. I enjoy the taste of smoking.
So, by the way, listeners, fans, friends, and super friends, and best friends, I'm homies. 6 days without a cigarette.
Woo!
I'm quitting smoking again.
I'm not.
And it's awful. Not smoking. I love smoking. Quitting smoking is awful.
Yeah, he's been sitting here next to me most of the night while I've been smoking.
Staring at you like I want to smoke you.
Yes. Correct.
Correct. Anyway, back to...
Anyway, one of the reasons I smoke is because, I mean, I don't know if you noticed, I chew my fingernails.
So yeah, you just do, like, you're fidgety, you're, like, all kinds of, like,
yeah, I always am.
Ticks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I have very me-orientated mannerisms. Like, and if I'm not smoking, I'm chewing my fingernails or something of the sort. I'm doing something with my hands.
Yeah.
And at least one of my hands is preoccupied, and the other one's, like, driving. That's why I smoke more when I'm driving, because I don't know what to fucking do with my hands. I don't know. I've just always been like that. I do have ADHD. I think I told you that once. That gave me a test, and I...
Well, yeah, you're diagnosed ADHD.
Yeah, I got, like, a... What is it? Like, getting over, like, a 70, you don't have it. I got, like, a 7. It's, like, a 7%. I'm like, yes. Oh, I think I lost.
You're bumping the mic so much.
Oh, I feel bad.
All right, we're going to take a break here quick, because I'm going to blow my nose, and I just need to blow my nose and take a break. So, we'll be right back. Yay!
Hey, guys. I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones, and buy new cars, and buy a cruise ship, and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
And we're back. Do you have a sponsor?
Do I have a sponsor?
Yeah. What was that break bought to us by? Just make up something. I don't care.
EA. Challenge everything.
Oh, God. Gross.
The old EA.
And
I want my gratuity check.
So we pretty much surmised that this area is really racist. Yeah. Really close-minded. Close-minded, small town.
We were just talking about it. On smoke break. I mean, some of the things that I've heard are ridiculous. Just the fact that an African-American was running for president really, really pissed people off here.
Really?
I heard the middle name bullshit. His middle name being Hussein.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one guy's like, I remember this one guy's like, Obama. Obama, where is he from? Hawaii. I believe he's originally from Hawaii.
Yeah, he was born in Hawaii.
And then he is a senator senator of Illinois?
Something like that, sure.
Of Illinois. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, because I think he's a Bulls fan. Okay. I know that. I'm a Bulls fan.
I don't do sports.
Should. Be a lot cooler if you did. Matthew McConaughey.
But anyway.
He just went on his whole tirade, and none of it made a damn lick of sense. Like,
yeah.
He just kept going, and it's just like, so what you're saying is you don't like black people, this guy's black.
I will say, for a president coming into the current situation, he did have a quite unfortunate name.
Yes.
Like, Barack, which rhymes with Iraq, which is the country we were currently invading or doing some bullshit with.
Hussein,
which is Saddam Hussein, which is one of the enemies of our country, quote-unquote. And Obama, which rhymes with Osama, which was one of the men in charge of flying planes into our buildings.
Yeah.
That is a quite unfortunate name for a guy.
Yeah. I went to an Obama rally, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Where? Yeah, I got invited to go, and I just went. Oh, I was in State College.
Oh, cool, cool.
And, oh my God, there was a lot of people. Yeah. But, I mean, like I said earlier.
Was he there, or just
like, oh, he was there.
Oh, okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. Yeah, I wasn't that far away from him, but it was funny because, like, people up here would not have been able to handle that.
Oh, I can imagine. I couldn't. That's the thing, I can't picture, like, taking some of the people that I've met here and placing them anywhere else in the world that's not here. Like, they wouldn't know what the fuck to do. People are, like, taking a goddamn ant out of an ant colony, or, like, fucking, like what? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I just don't know. Like, these people just don't know anything else but this little life.
Oh, I know. It's just, I mean, this is the only thing. The people up here, they're just hardworking.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Sure.
America.
America. This is America. Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's cool. I mean, other than the fact that the simple-mindedness and the obvious racism and all that stuff, you'll never find, like, more hardworking people to do it out of pure pride.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly take half. I mean, I make a substantial amount of money where I work, but
yeah, you do pretty well for yourself.
But what was confusing to some of the people that weren't from here that I work with is that I take very, very good, much pride in what I do. Half the reason I like doing what I do is because I'm happy that, like, I found out that I ended up being one of the best the best in the country at what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many people who do my job per se. It's a very specialized line of work, but yeah. being the best at what I do, that's something I pride myself on.
Yeah.
I got one of the people that works with me. One of my guys came in. One of the higher ups came in. He told us how much money we made that month, and it was the most we had ever done in 1 month. My company made $3.2 million in 1 month, just here in the other shop down south. Well, this kid's from down south, in around where you're from, actually, not too far. He was just like, oh cool, he didn't really.
Yeah, it seems to me that there's an odd sense of pride in small towns that don't exist from people who aren't in small towns. It's a pride of everything. It's a pride in, say, if I believe that this black man shouldn't be president, I am goddamn proud that I have that belief. It's not like I can just believe something and, oh, I just believe it because I believe it. It's I believe it and I'm fucking proud about it. Like, I have this car. I'm fucking proud I have this car. And, like, there's just this odd sense of pride about every aspect of life around here, there is a sense of pride that goes with it that I just don't understand.
And in certain aspects, it's really fantastic. I mean, certain things, to take pride in certain,
Well, yeah, I agree. Like, I do, the things that I do, there are things, there's a small select few things that I do that I'm like, oh, I'm proud that I do these things and I think I do them well enough. And
like this.
Well, not this so much, but like...
No, you should take pride in this.
In the stand-up that I do, I'm proud of the stand-up I do. I'm proud of what I say, how I say it, and the way I deliver it. Like, I'm proud of that. That's a pride thing. But
which is fantastic, by the way. If anybody hasn't heard it, I've listened to Mike's stand-up. It's fantastic.
Oh, you're sweet. But
I am sweet.
But I like my job pride. I have no job pride. Who gives a fuck? Like, I'm there to get a paycheck. Like, I'm there to go in, do whatever work I'm required to do by my boss, and then fucking leave so I can go home and get a paycheck. Like, there are people there who this job where they make, like, $9 an hour or some shit, like, that's their... And these are, like, 20-year-old kids who are still in school also. Like, they go into college on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, they have, like, this job is their life. And, like, they have to have so much pride about it. I'm like, why? Like, you're going to school so you don't have to work here. Like, and then they're like, oh, well, they'll stay an extra hour after work. I'm like, why? Go the fuck home.
I didn't used to be like that. I mean, I used to... I mean, I wanted
again, your dead job, end jobs. You have a different dynamic of job than what I work also.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I make, give or take, $9 an hour at this current job. You're on a different fucking level than what I'm at. Like,
yeah.
A whole different thing. Like, your job I get, and your job involves just... Again, I strap on some headphones, I just unload trucks. It's mm-hmm. easy. I just pull boxes out of trucks and put boxes on the floor, and I listen to podcasts for 8 hours a night, and I clock the fuck out, and my boss wants me to stay late. I'm like, no, I'm going home. He's like, well, you know, you don't have, like, any, you know, if you had pride in your work. I'm like, I don't. I'm only here because I got a goddamn paycheck. Like, leave me alone. And I fucking clock out, beep, and I go home.
I mean, I had jobs that a lot of people would take pride in, but I didn't, because I wasn't necessarily great at them.
Yeah.
I'm one of those types of people that if I'm not good at something, like, I'm not somebody who's ever been good at things.
Yeah.
I've always been... I'm that guy who's fucking mediocre. I'm average. Stone cold average. Average in school. Average in everything. Average SATs. Average everything. It just... I mean, jobs, I was always... I wasn't the worst guy there, but I was always, like, that guy who's kind of, like, three bumps up. Like, not too much. But then this... When I got into this, it just turns out I just happened to be great at it.
Yeah.
Doing something...
Well, and like I said, your job's a whole different thing. Yeah. Like, you don't work at a fucking grocery store. Like, you work... doing big things with big company bullshit.
Yeah.
But you obviously understand that whole sense of pride around here also. Also, there's a weird sense of southern pride around here, which I don't fucking understand at all. Because, guess what, dickheads? We're like 2.5 hours from Canada. Like, literally, you can get to goddamn Niagara Falls in 2 hours and 10 minutes, I think.
Even before all the stuff came up, all the gas stuff came up. Well, yeah, I was
before that.
There was Confederate flags flying long before.
Yeah, kids I work with, like, oh, I have southern pride. I'm like, motherfucker, you were born here, right? Oh, yeah. Like, you live in northern tier Pennsylvania. You live on the border between New York and PA. It doesn't get much more goddamn north in this country.
It's not that they have southern pride, they just want to be fucking racist.
Justifying racism,
The Confederate flag... Just for them, I don't know. Not for everybody.
Oh, like, to me, it does. To me, for everybody.
I don't know how it is down.
To me, a current American flying a Confederate flag would be like a current German flying a Nazi flag. Like, oh, what's part of my heritage, part of my history? Bullshit. Fuck off. You know, there are parts of your history which you should learn from. Like, you're not fucking having a goddamn Confederate flag decal in the back of your pickup truck because you're learning from your heritage. Like, you're putting it there because you're a fucking racist. You want to justify your racism.
And I want to go on record and say both of those fuckers lost.
What's...
they should really learn from them. I believe both the Nazis and the Confederates were defeated.
But, yeah, you know, I see there's a lot of Confederate flag bullshit around here.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, we live in the North.
A lot of people have just tattooed on them.
Yeah. I've seen so many American flag tattoos up here, though, also.
Flaming eagle.
Oh, my God. So many eagle tattoos. It is incredible.
I want to get one on my chest. An eagle kicking in a door with a hamburger in like one hand and
golden
an
assault.
a golden diamond studded AK wearing an American flag bandana. He's on fire. For whatever reason, he's just on fire. He's really happy. He's just gunning, I don't know, people.
Brown people?
Yeah. Not white. Not white people.
Oh, God.
Just a sea of them. That's like a wet dream of somebody up here.
Yep.
Like, that's their tattoo.
Yep. That's for all my bosses and coworkers and
gonna kick some ass, gonna raise the flag, USA on America's ass. What is that? That's from, what was it? It's Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny, that episode where you just start chanting.
I'm gonna cut myself coughing here. I have to have a coughing fit here. Sorry, my lungs are all fucked. I won't feel like shit tomorrow.
Ears jiggle a lot when you cough.
Yeah.
They jiggle a lot all the time. I like flicking them. I know it really bugs you, but I like flicking them.
We're back. So, alright, we're back from my cough break. But, yeah, this area, man, is, like, again, I grew up in what I would say to be a small town. Now, granted, it's a small town that turned into a big town.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into a big town pretty, like, much during my adolescence. So I really grew up in a big town. And now it's kind of, like, almost city-esque. Getting there. It's getting, like, city status. But, you know, but, like, yeah, I can't do the small town shit, man. This small town life is not for me.
You're just so happy that you have me.
I am so happy that I found the bar I go to now, that I found you at the bar. Well, not technically that you found me at the bar.
Yes, I did.
Yep.
I was. Oh, then I did a. In the last, I mean, I'm one of those people. I just went through a complete. I look so much different than I.
Yeah, you do look a lot different. You look way different. Like, it's weird.
But. I have long hair now. I had no hair. I didn't have any facial hair. I have lots of facial hair.
No tattoos.
No tattoos. I have both my forearms covered.
Yeah. Oh, there's an odd. I was just on Facebook the other day, and there was a listing for this area. Someone was asking where to get tattoos around this area. And again, it goes back to that pride sense where, like, all these people were like, oh, go to this guy. Here's a link to their site. And you go to their site, and it is literally, like, the shittiest prison tattoos you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I won't go to anyone else but him. I'm proud of every fucking piece of work he did on me I've ever seen. And I'm just like, I just don't get, like, the pride of... I don't get the fucking sense of pride in these small-town bullshit. It's bizarre to me.
It's funny that you brought that up, because one of my coworkers today came in, has a tattoo of it right here on the... Oh, right here.
You say, stay centered, stay in one spot. So
stay right in the back of his arm here.
Yeah.
He's got his daughter's name. Mm-hmm. It's with, like, those blocks... Like those letter blocks.
Yeah, like building blocks, like kids' blocks, whatever they're called.
They're stacked.
Yeah.
Which they look great. He had it done by somebody in his house.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like, and just stacked. That looks great. But he had, like, pink bubbles put all around it, like little bubbles.
Uh-huh.
His skin looks like fucking Freddy Krueger's.
Oh, weird.
It's weird. It was gross looking. I'm like, dude. That don't look right. I'm just saying, he's like, what'd you use on your arms? And I'm like, I used, was it A&D or whatever?
Oh, the heel, you mean it was like infected or something?
He did it last night. And it's gross. It looks burnt. Like, burnt.
Oof.
All the bubbles look burnt, and it looks like there's just no skin. They look like rashes.
Oh, my.
And it...
Maybe he had, like, an allergy to the ink or something. Because that happens. There's, like, allergies, or, like, people can reject ink, or... There's some weird tattoo shit that can go on.
Yeah.
Or you can get, like, infected tattoos, and that's... Infected tattoos look so scary and horrendous.
I mean, mine and...
But your tattoos are nice. Your tattoos are like... Those are some quality shits that you got going on.
Yeah,
I have some nice ones. I have some shitty ones. I just have a whole nice eclectic mix of good and awful.
Yeah, your sleeve is not done.
Not done. Someday.
I believe when I met you 6 years ago, that thing was about the same.
This thing has been the same for... 9 years. This arm has not changed, been worked on. It is just a...
How long did that take?
40-some hours.
Oof. Well, it's mostly black. So
it's all black.
That's what I'm saying. It's just black filled around.
Well, that's the goal here for this arm. Whatever, we'll talk about this later. But, yeah. It's some shit.
Need some Vikings on there, too. I don't know where you put Vikings in, but you want them.
All right, so I think I'm calling this episode, unless you have anything else. Do you have anything else, Fun Dad? Anything else you want to talk about? I'm just getting tired. I'm getting some sleepies.
You're getting some sleepies.
I have a good drive.
I know. I got it. What time is it? It is going on 4:40, and I need to be up at 8 o'clock. Yeah, fuck it. I can go 8:30. I'm already in town, so...
All right. Well, do you have anything you want to plug? Any I don't know, bands, music... You're not in a band, are you? No, you don't. Do you play music at all?
I used to play the drums back in the day, but once I got this job, I started working so damn much I didn't even get to play the drums anymore.
Well, you don't have, like, a webpage, you don't have, like, do you have anything you want to plug? A YouTube, a fucking...
What do I do?
I don't know.
I don't do anything. I go to work, and I go to that goddamn bar.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do.
You plug the bar.
I can plug the bar again. That's about all I can do. All my friends work there. I mean, that's just...
It is a great bar. That's a great bar.
I mean, you can tell that those are all of my friends. Like,
yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah, pretty much my entire friend group that exists in this area now is because of you. And it's all been met in the last month.
It's... And when my coworker who just moved up here sat in the bar with me that one night, he was in utter awe that every single fucking person that walked through that door I knew.
Yeah, it is impressive.
And it's not the fact that I'm at the bar. I would know most of these people. I'd say 90% of these people without even ever going to a bar.
Yeah.
I'm just that guy.
Like this bar to me, like, I've been, like, again, bars in cities and shit. It just reminds me of, like, the atmosphere of, like, a city bar. Like, there's still, like, there's always the regulars and the normal and that kind of bullshit. But, like, it's just the atmosphere and the attitude of everyone who works there. Like, everyone there is just such cool fucking people.
It's like fucking Cheers.
It is. It is Cheers.
And I'm Norm.
You are Norm.
I am fucking Norm.
Who was the new guy on Cheers? Who was like the...
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I guess I'd be Woody.
Except you don't work there.
No, that's true.
You're like Frasier.
I'm the newest to the group.
You're Frasier.
I'm fine with Frasier. Kelsey Grammer follows me on Twitter. What's up?
Sure he does.
All right, so I got
you're Christy Alley. Oh, God. That's who you are. You're Christy Alley. You kind of look like
I have weight issues.
But you and her have one thing in common. You have great boobs.
I'm going to plug my stuff now. I have... All right, guys, follow me on Twitter at Mike's Shit. That's MikesShit. Mike's Shit.
You should have spelled it with an E. Shitte.
So, follow me on... Okay, yeah, give me comments, feedback, all that fun shit. Use the Facebook... It's, I don't know, whatever it is. Mix it up with Mike Carpenter.
Something like that.
Just search it on Facebook. Or I was going to say Google it on Facebook.
I say just search. The easiest way I found was just search for you.
Yeah, it really is that. Easiest.
Look for the guy with the cartoon character as his thing.
Add me on Snapchat. With a lot of people, I think just random people add me on Snapchat now because this was a great, I love Snapchat. My Snapchat name is MIUWMC. It's the abbreviation of Mixed Up with Mike Carpenter.
I was wondering where you came up with that. Now I feel stupid.
Yeah, it's a capital M, capital I, capital U, lowercase w, capital M, capital C. Yeah, give me a Snapchat. Send me nudes and shit. I'll send you nudes. It'll be great. I'm not saying you personally. Well, you personally. I don't give a fuck.
I sent you a picture of the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't snap very much either.
No.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm lazy.
I have a Google account for this. It's mixupmikecarpenter@gmail.com. Call my Google voice number. Leave me fun messages. I'll play them on the show. Number is 702-POD-CUNT. That's 702-PODCUNT.
How do you get these awesome things?
Oh, it's not hard. I can teach you how to get everything.
No, I mean, how do you get these awesome names?
Like 702 Pod Cunt?
Yeah.
That's a former guest, Obi, got that for me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I think that's everything. I have too many shits to plug, and I don't know. I guess that's all. But yeah, go on iTunes and rate, review, subscribe. Give me some good comments so more people can hear this.
Five star the fuck out of this.
Yeah, five star it, please. That'd be great. We can be friends.
Yay. RL. Friends in RL.
In the real life.
Reels.
For the realsies. But anyway, I guess that's all. So, you have any last words? Before I execute you.
Usually, when I leave a bar, or I leave something, I like to think about what I'm going to say to somebody as I'm leaving, because that might be the last thing I ever say to them. I know it's kind of dark, but that's why I usually go with fuck off. Because I want somebody to remember me for saying fuck off.
Or you can something. Tell all my listeners to fuck off.
Right no, now. I'm going to say enjoy your night, morning, or day.
Fuck off.
And fuck off.